The features she had noted in the delivery room, the sloping eyes, the slightly flattened face, had become so familiar that she hardly noticed them. Lucy, with her untrained eye, didn't see them at all. Phoebe was like any baby, delicate, adorable, fierce in her demands. "I love looking at her," Caroline confessed.
"Oh, that poor little mother," Lucy whispered. "Did they expect she'll live?"
"No one knows," Caroline said. "Time will tell."
"They must be devastated," Lucy said.
"Yes, yes, they are. They've completely lost their appetites," Caroline confided, thereby heading off the arrival of one of Lucy's famous hot dishes. For the next 2 days, Caroline did not go out. The world came to her in the form of newspapers, grocery deliveries, milkmen, the sounds of traffic. The weather changed and the snow was gone as suddenly as it had come, cascading down the sides of buildings and disappearing into drains. For Caroline, the broken days blurred together into a stream of random images and impressions. The sight of her Ford Fairlane, its battery recharged, being driven into the lot. The sunlight streaming through cloudy windows. The dark scent of wet earth. A robin at the feeder. She had her spells of worry, but often, sitting with Phoebe, she was surprised to find herself completely at peace. What she had told Lucy Martin was true. She loved looking at this baby. She loved sitting in the sunlight and holding her. She warned herself not to fall in love with Phoebe. She was just a temporary stop. Caroline had watched David Henry often enough at the clinic to believe in his compassion. When he had raised his head from the desk that night and met her eyes, she had seen in them an infinite capacity for kindness. She had no doubt that he would do the right thing once he got over the shock. Every time the phone rang, she started. But 3 days passed with no word from him. On Thursday morning, there was a knock on the door. Caroline hurried to answer it, adjusting the belt of her dress, touching her hair. But it was only a delivery man holding a vase full of flowers, dark red and pale pink in a cloud of baby's breath. These were from Al. "My thanks for the hospitality," he'd written on the card. "Maybe I'll see you on my next run." Caroline took them inside and arranged them on the coffee table. Agitated, she picked up the leader, which she hadn't read in days, slipped off the rubber band, and skimmed through the articles, not really taking in any of them. Escalating tensions in Vietnam, social announcements about who had entertained whom the previous week, a page of local women modeling the new spring hats. Caroline was about to throw the paper down when a black-bordered square caught her eye. "Memorial service for our beloved daughter, Phoebe Grace Henry, born and died March 7, 1964, Lexington Presbyterian Church, Friday, March 13, 1964, at 9 a.m.